Hello and welcome to PHP Alive and Kicking. This is episode 26. I'm Mike and that's Chris.
Hello.
This is a podcast that's brought to you by PHP Architect. I can't say it. There you go. I've already messed up. and made by our partners at Displace. More about them later. We explore the latest developments in PHP and what it's like to earn a living in PHP today. Today's episode is live, so please head over to our Discord channel. I think there's already a bit of chat going on. If I can bring that up. There we go.
Sarah can't listen because she'll be stuck in border control in a bit.
No.
Yeah.
She's obviously not booked the right flight.
She says that we didn't tell her, but I'm sure we told everybody last week that it was going to be Elizabeth this week.
I don't think we did.
Did we not?
No. I don't think we did. Because I don't think I knew it was Elizabeth last week. So I don't think we did that to anyone. But anyway, yeah. Join us in Discord. Please ask questions as we go through. It would help because we haven't prepared any questions. So we welcome you guys to throw some questions at us. Or at Elizabeth, not us really. Anyway, if you're watching us on YouTube, please do like and subscribe. So we can get these videos out to more and more people. We do produce a monthly magazine, which you can get a discount for listening to us. Alive 3 will give you the first 3 months of a annual digital subscription.
Bet you couldn't say that 3 times.
No, I can't. And don't make me try. Some amazing articles in there. Keep up to date with all that's going around web and PHP. Brilliant magazine and learning opportunities in there. Not only that, we run a annual conference as well. PHP Tech in May will be in Chicago. We'd love to see as many people come and join us. Lots of amazing speakers already in the lineup, so it's looking to be a really good one this year. Alongside it, for the first time ever, we are running JS Tech, and that is going to be in the same hotel. It's just going to be in rooms next door to where the PHP talks are as well. So yes, we are mixing JavaScript and PHP developers together. What could go wrong? We'll see. Don't forget to head over to our swag store where you can pick up some t-shirts, caps and all sorts there. That's store.phparch.com.
So okay. Have you bought the t-shirt yet?
No.
Not me.
No, every week we say we bought the t-shirt. No, we haven't bought the t-shirt. I'm kind of hoping that we'll just turn up on my doorstep.
I mean, we've dropped enough hints, but
yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen. We've been dropping hints for a while now. Anyway, so that's all our bits and pieces. So I suppose it's no surprise. I think we've been chatting about it. I've certainly been posting it today, and you've said in Discord who we've got joining us today.
We have. There we go. We have Elizabeth Barron with us.
Elizabeth
is now Executive Director of the PHP Foundation, which is awesome.
Thank you. Yay. Hi.
So, how are you?
I am very, very well. It is cold here, which I'm not a fan. I'm done with winter. I'm ready for spring, but that's okay. It's all right.
So is this where we start by asking you to define cold?
Yeah, I mean, I forget the conversion, so forgive my American-ishness. It's about, I don't know, maybe 20 degrees here. So way below freezing. Yeah, way below freezing. I have my little blanket on my lap, like a little lady, but I'm warm. So there we go.
Yeah, I think you win. We're not quite that cold here anymore.
Yeah. No, it's not that cold here. It's just wet.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah.
A lot of wind at the moment.
It's crazy.
No, we don't get snow. We just get wet.
Yeah.
It's just wet water, just wet, rain. Gray. Just wet. Yeah, it's horrible. Okay. Yes. Yeah, just wet.
Yeah.
So Sarah is currently landing at JFK.
So sad.
So we can't rely on Sarah to bring all the
I mean,
we'll do the show ourselves.
What can we even rely on? If we can't rely on Sarah, then
I
don't know. We got big
problems. We are probably talking about the most unpredictable person that we know.
Yes.
So, do you want to rely on the... Okay, fair enough.
So we always start with the same question for everybody. And I have a feeling yours is going to be quite a fun story. Mm-hmm. How did you get started in PHP?
I don't know that it's going to be that fun, honestly. I'm fairly certain others have this same origin story. But, you know, it was back in the 1900s. That's what I was going to say. Back in the 1900s, I had to make a website, and it was a static website. And then it could no longer be a static website. So we didn't have the money. It was a very small company. We didn't have the money to hire a professional. So I was tasked with figuring that out. And so I basically taught myself PHP and MySQL or MySQL, however you choose to pronounce that. Yeah, a little bit of Apache thrown in there, you know, just enough to be dangerous with all of it. But yeah, so I was teaching myself, and you know, as you do, you come across a lot of questions. So I went to a forum called PHP Builder, which I think is still around, actually. Asked a bunch of questions, and they were lovely and super helpful. And then I found IRC, the PHPC community in IRC, and they were equally as lovely and helpful and awesome and really funny. And just, yeah, I mean, I was like, where have these people been all my life? This is an amazing community. So yeah, I would just hang out there a lot. So I learned how to create a website, and also then found a lot of friends along the way. You know, friends that I'm still with today. We're still friends today, 26 years later plus 20. That makes me feel really old. But yeah, so that was pretty much it. And then, you know, as the community just got more awesome, we, you know, put on community events. We, I started the user group here because I wanted it to be a local community of folks. And when I actually became a moderator on that PHP Builder site. And then somebody came in one day and was like, hey, who wants to write a book on PHP? So I was like, yeah, I'll help out. I mean, I don't know if I'm the most qualified person, but I will definitely help out. And so some of those folks, one of them was also in Cincinnati, unbeknownst to me. So we kind of started hanging out together. And then, yeah, it kind of just went from there. You know how it is. You just meet people, and then you meet more people, and even more. So yeah. Opportunities come and go. And, you know, the more you are open to opportunities, then the best case for everybody, really, I think. So, yeah, that was it. See, not that exciting, really. Probably same as a lot of people, but yeah.
See, I think we probably started in PHP around the same sort of time. I was PHP 2.3.
Yeah.
And I used it when it was very first released on the bulletin board.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, I'm that old. And
it's weird, right? Like in your brain, I don't feel old, but yeah,
no,
I am.
I'm still a teenager with 25 years experience. It's fine.
That's exactly right. I love that.
And that whole path led you to where you are now, which is, I mean, going back to learning to write a single website to leading the foundation. Did you ever think that was going to be the path you would take?
No, not at all. But that's kind of the beauty of open source, is that, you know, it's a little bit different now, but back in the day, like there really wasn't a defined career path, right? Like it was just, you kind of just do a thing and then you keep doing a thing. And then maybe someone's going to pay you to do this thing. Like after I became after I was a PHP developer, I kind of shifted into community management. So that's kind of where my career ended up, in open source, of course. And like when I was in school, that wasn't an opportunity. It wasn't a job that you could have, right? So I loved that in open source, it was like a free for all. You could find the bits that spoke to you and your strengths and, you know, what you like to do. You could kind of do that thing and then keep doing that thing. And you didn't need permission, right? Like that was the best part of it. I didn't need permission to be a part of the community. I didn't need permission to run a community event or, you know, help organize the user group. Like you could just do those things. And that was great. That was actually very, very cool. And I think that is one piece of open source that I really love, is that you really can just kind of forge your own path and do the things that you like to do. And when you do those things you like to do, I think it's like organically you kind of grow your career in that way, because you just keep doing the things you like to do. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we're hearing that being said again by the community. You can just do things.
You can just do it, right? Yep.
You look at somebody just decided one day they were going to build the biggest framework in the world. They didn't actually know it was going to be that at the time, and that exactly. ended up being Laravel.
Yeah.
Somebody else decided to build another framework that was to scratch an itch that they had, and that was Symfony.
Yeah.
And somebody else built CakePHP. And all of these things exactly. started as something that was a passion project that turned into something bigger.
The elephants. Mm. I mean, nobody, like that was just a thing that we did where that was fun and cute. And like, we just thought it was awesome. And then it just kind of grew into its own kind of entity, you know, it kind of grew on its own because they are awesome. But yeah, like nobody had permission to do that, you know, it just happened. And so I really love that sense of empowerment and autonomy. And I think that's a piece of open source, PHP in particular, that is, like, I want more people to experience that. You know, I want more folks to come to the table and sit at the table and experience the magic that happens when you just throw a bunch of people in a pot and then, you know, stir. And like what comes out on the other side is awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you only have to look at the language itself. There wasn't even a foundation to start with.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it
was
just being built because people wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a lot of people went, well, I'm being paid money for this, so perhaps we should, you know, formalize it a bit. And
and it
ended up with the foundation, which is the way forward to the next tier of how PHP goes and where we go next.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's kind of what my vision is for the foundation. And I hope the board agrees, because this is what I said when I was interviewing. So I don't know, maybe they're like, no, we're not doing that at all. But yeah, so, you know, we've been paying folks to work on the language. Great. Awesome. We've been doing that for a while now. And, you know, my thinking is if our overall mission is to help the PHP language thrive and be sustainable long term, well, what else should we be doing? Like, what's next after that? So, you know, how can we support the community? How can we engage with folks and collaborate with folks and, you know, make this a truly group effort, you know, moving this language into the future and making sure that it's around for all of us, because we all benefit if the language does well, then we all do well. So, so that's been kind of my vision moving forward is what else can the foundation do? What else should the foundation do? I'm really just so happy to be talking to people, listening to people. There's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of excitement in the language still, which is great, because it is definitely not old and crusty. It is vibrant and it is thriving. It's just kind of telling that story a little bit, you know.
So what are you saying is PHP is alive and kicking?
One could say that, yes. You could say that.
Which is actually what part of the purpose of the name for this. It came from hearing his name's escape me, Mike. What was his name?
Niels from Packages. He was at PHP UK last year. And I was there, and they did a panel at the end of the day And one of the questions was, how do we bring in new developers into PHP? And before they got the panel to answer that question, Dave, and I can't think of how to pronounce his surname, so I do apologize, Dave, if you're watching this, you can give me a slap when you see me at tech. he asked everyone in the audience, right, put your hand up if you're earning a living in PHP and you're over the age of 30. And almost everyone in the room put their hands up.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay, anyone earning a living in PHP and under the age of 30, there's about 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
Put their hands up. And that shook me a little bit. And that really made me think, something needs to be done. And then they were talking, they posed the question to the panel. Nils was on the panel, and one of his big things was saying, it's great to see all these videos that people are putting out there to show what they're doing with PHP, the cool stuff they're doing, but stop saying PHP isn't dead in the title, because most people that have got a chip on their shoulder about PHP or don't have this nasty taste in their mouth from PHP, they will just see PHP dead. They won't see the words in between.
Yeah.
And then I met Chris for the first time at Tech last year.
Yes, we travelled 3,000 miles to meet each other for the first time.
Yes. I love when that happens. That's awesome.
And it's probably, I probably could drive to his house in about an hour. So we travelled a long way, eight hours or so on the flight, just to meet each other. And we got talking, and then luckily he then joined the company shortly after that, and that's where we came up with the idea of this show, and the name of the show, trying to show that talk about the really cool stuff that's in PHP, all this new stuff that's coming out, showing everyone that PHP is a vibrant language that people should be considering when they're thinking about building a website. And not just write it off without even thinking about it. I've had some interactions with a certain group. Chris knows a bit about this because we talked about it, in fact, on the way to PHP UK this year, that they're just set in their ways. They won't open their eyes up to the possibility of these new projects that they want to put out there and do. It's like, do you want to really use that tech stack, or would you like to look at something else? And they're just so stuck in their ways. So it's kind of our mission is to try and make newer developers, people that that are maybe coming out of university and college or just getting into the industry, that PHP is a language you should seriously be considering if you want to get into web. And now with advancements in the last 12 months, it's not just web. It's not just web anymore. We can make mobile apps in PHP. Yeah. We can make desktop apps in PHP. In fact, people are doing it. So it's
You can just do things.
That's right. You can just
Another example, someone just doing it because they felt like trying it and they found a way.
Can you imagine what would have happened if somebody had said to Shane and Simon, no, you can't do that?
Oh, yeah. That would have been unfortunate, especially if they would have listened to that.
Shane and Simon wouldn't have listened. They'd have done it anyway, but the principle of somebody can put aside what is going to be the biggest idea because, oh, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
What if somebody had told Rasmus back then, no, you can't make a language? Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have a job right now. I probably would in a different language and be hating.
Yeah, we'll be possibly writing in a different language. I might not have been in a job because it was PHP that sort of brought me to dev. I've come to the dev world a lot later. I've only been a developer for about 5 years now, so I'm very junior compared to a lot of people that I meet. We have had a question come in.
This is from Sarah, who says, which elephant is your favorite?
I mean, I hate, they're like your children, you know, you hate to pick, but I will pick.
And then
I have a big, it's a PHP women one.
Oh, that's cool.
Women isn't around anymore, sadly, but it's my purple, my big purple baby.
That's cool.
Our boss, Eric, his response to Sarah's question was this. The real question is, why is Archie your favorite?
Archie's up there. I will say Archie's up there. So is the True North, the little mammoth, woolly mammoth guy. I thought that was pretty cool too. So, but yes, I love them all equally. They're all amazing. And I even have a new one. Yay. I have the new one too. So that's exciting.
Our other boss, John, says he has one of those behind him too, so I assume he means the big... Oh, he's followed up with the big...
Awesome. I love it. I love it. It's been a long time since they did a big one, right? Has anybody done one recently?
There is a big one of Frank and PHP.
Mm, awesome.
So yeah. Joe wants a tie away as well.
Yeah, I want one of the I don't have a Frank and PHP one either. I want one of those as well.
Joe's just got one. That is the one he's just got yesterday, wasn't it? He was showing.
Yes. Off.
Yeah, it's a Frank and PHP one.
Joe's just got the Frank and PHP one.
Love it.
Oh, yes. Elias have got a big one as well. Excellent. And Eric says we do one every year.
I was going to say we had a big one last year.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so we have our little ones for tech, and then they do some big ones as well.
So it's fun being the other side of this because we can choose to ignore our bosses.
you have my permission to do so. whatever it isn't worth a lot, just so you might get fired. I'm just saying.
We get fired every day. It's all right. Don't worry. Eric fires us pretty much every single day, so it's fine. On that note, I think we should just cut away quickly and just hear a message from our partners. So we'll be back in a moment.
Thank you to our partners over at Displaced Technologies. Building PHP applications is your passion. Managing cloud infrastructure shouldn't be your headache. Displaced is your partner in cloud infrastructure orchestration, giving solo developers and small teams the tools and automation to deploy enterprise-grade Kubernetes clusters without the enterprise-grade complexity or cost. Their CLI tool streamlines everything from local development to fully managed cloud deployments on AWS, Azure, Google Cloud Platform, and more. Skip the steep learning curve of Docker, Kubernetes, and Terraform. Let their automation free you to focus on your core business without losing control of your infrastructure. Get started at displace.tech. That's displace.tech. And discover how the right tools can eliminate the need for a full DevOps team.
Thank you,
Displace.
So, the next question that sort of came to my mind is, what can we as the community do to help you to help us?
Oh, that's a great question. I think just being willing to share your experiences, your pain points, your thoughts, your ideas, your concerns with me. So whether that means sending me an email or, reserving a time on my calendar, whatever that looks like, I just want to hear more. I've been talking to people, for a few weeks now, and I think I've talked to maybe 30, 35 people. And I have many more on my calendar. So I think by the end of March, maybe they'll be closer to 50 people that I've talked to or connected with. And so I'm very excited about that. I obviously the PHP community is huge, but I think that that was great for me that, people actually do want to talk about it. And that is what I would just ask is like, yeah, let me know. I want to hear all of it. Good, bad, ugly, all of it. I want to hear all of it. So. Because what I'm trying to do anyway is kind of see what themes are emerging that is on a lot of people's minds or deep concerns that people have and then we can figure it out. But I think just kind of trying to identify and prioritize what the big pain points are, what the big opportunities are, I think is really important to just kind of get a, I'm just trying to get a baseline of, you know, what, how is everybody feeling? Like, what do we want from our community? What do we, where do we see this language going? Where do we see the foundation going? What, you know, just all the things. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my ask.
And you can't do that if you don't have people talking to you to tell you about it.
Exactly. Right. Yep. So I think, you know, engagement is really the biggest thing that we can do right now. I feel like it would be a much harder problem. Sorry, I just. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, so
for those listening, the comment from Eric was John Congdon is ugly and he's kind of a PHP developer.
Because I mentioned good, bad, and the ugly. So yes, thank you. That is the ugly part, apparently. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, Eric's just the bad one. I'm sure he'll admit to being the bad one.
So all we need to do is find a good PHP developer and we're sorted.
There we go.
Yeah.
There
we go. Yeah, we need one of them.
Is Frank around?
Frank doesn't listen to us. Frank's one of our colleagues, but I don't think he listens to us. Certainly not live.
Joe does a heck of a lot on servers and can do PHP development. Mm.
Joe is a superstar.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Joe.
Frank's busy doing real work.
Somebody has to pay the bills around here. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, no, Joe's a superstar. He can do a lot. He's everyone needs a Joe.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Joe. That's right.
He's our good. So we've got our good, our bad, and our ugly now. We've got the whole lineup for you.
He needs a t-shirt that just says everyone needs a Joe. Because
you're
not wrong. You know?
Eric, you heard it. That's the next one to go on the store. Everyone needs a Joe.
Everyone needs a Joe. Oh, that's great.
What do you think the next big thing is that's coming from PHP?
Oh, wow. It's a great question. I don't know that I have a good answer for that, honestly. I don't know. What do you think is the biggest thing coming in the spirit of engagement? No, actually, I don't know. I can tell you that one thing that the foundation, I think, we'll be focusing on is trying to tell that PHP story, just like you all are doing, just helping amplify that message of, you know, let's look at PHP for a minute. You know, it's here, it's awesome, and this is what we're doing with it. So, I think really focusing on telling that story. I am very excited about the native PHP, quite frankly. I mean, I don't want to play favorites, but it is super interesting. Super, super interesting. I would also like to see PHP showing up in places that are just getting into open source. So places like Africa, where open source is super new and, you know, not super new, but relatively new. And, you know, it's still, from my previous gig at Chaos, we had a very large African community and I love them, absolutely love them so much. They're so excited and enthusiastic and just ready to take open source and make the world better and, you know, bring more folks to the table. And I just absolutely love their energy and their enthusiasm. So that is another piece I would just like to see personally from myself, just like to see PHP be adopted in, you know, places that are new to open source, because I feel like they don't have the baggage that maybe other folks have. They don't have those preconceived notions. They can look at it with fresh eyes and actually look at it with fresh eyes. And so, you know, seeing what they could do with something like a native PHP would be amazing, like fantastic.
You only have to look at the community they have around mobile apps built in JavaScript.
Yeah.
Show them that in PHP.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
you will have some amazing stuff coming in.
Wild. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's, you know, the foundation's goal, but maybe, you know, maybe it is to help kind of just evangelize in those other areas of the world that are just starting to come to the table and get involved in the broader open source community. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, funny enough, we said before we went live, we were going to try and avoid AI.
But then our boss.
Thanks a lot, John.
Come on, your fault, John. We've had to talk about AI in every single episode where we're trying to avoid it.
We failed. So, yeah. What can you share about the thoughts of the foundation in regards to AI and its impact on PHP?
So, I have my personal thoughts, but given this is I'm speaking on behalf of the foundation, I don't think we have an official stance on it. I know that folks in the foundation have their own personal opinions about it. Mm-hmm. But we as a foundation haven't come out and said, this is how we feel. I think it would be from a personal standpoint, I think it would be better for PHP if a decision could be made either way of, you know, yes, we will accept contributions created with AI, but around these guidelines or whatever that looks like, or no, we're not doing it. I think it's just that limbo area where, you know, PHP lives and a lot of other places live, quite frankly, right now. It's such a quagmire of, ay.
There was that recent PR that caused a lot of interest where somebody had effectively vibe coded the concept of generics.
Yeah.
Although I like the idea of generics, do I like the idea of generics written by Claude PHP in a couple of commits?
Yeah.
And that's where you enter into that gray area.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you all hear about this matplotlib story about, so someone maintaining that project got a fully AI written PR and closed it immediately. And this PR was created by someone who had used OpenClaw, so there was no human intervention. They had set this bot or this agent out to look at open issues across GitHub, write PRs that would fix those issues and submit them. And then the AI agent would then, it had created a website, a whole persona. It would then blog about what it had done that day and like the PRs it had written. I mean, it is wild. And so they closed that PR. Well, then the agent wrote a blog post about how it was being discriminated against, how his their PR was just as good as everybody else's. And, you know, and clearly it had learned that from other comments, other blog posts, like whatever it had sucked in to learn on. Oh my gosh, what a mess. And this, it's all no human intervention at all. Like this bot is just running rampant, as far as I understand. So it has come to it's come to fruition. That's it. That's right there. That link right there. It is a wild story. If you read through that, like that is just mind blowing that is how it went down. And I think the person, at last I saw, the person actually did identify themselves as the person who started the bot, wasn't behind the bot, like forcing it to write the blog post or anything like that, but that had kind of set it on its way and let it go. So like, what is going on? What is happening? And their whole website, I mean, it looks kind of legit. It looks kind of like a person, unless you read the, you know, the part where they had talked about them being a helper, you know, an agent helper or something like that. I was like, wait, what is going on? Yeah. My old brain can't handle this. Okay, y'all, I can't go into the future. No, not knowing who's a human being and not, I don't know.
And that for me is where we are entering into a realm where the code that AI produces is so close to what a human produces. Do we actually know the difference between AI code and human code if it doesn't tell us? And on smaller scales, no, we don't.
It's a mess. It's a mess because, you know, again, with the licensing, do they even have the ability to write this code? Is the code able to, you know, be merged in? And
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's really not good. And I feel like they're, and again, this is just my personal opinion, not the opinion of the foundation, just to be clear, I feel like there's no one narrative that we can all rally around. You know, everybody has their own kind of opinions on it. And across the industry, there isn't really an agreed upon approach or we all kind of think the same way. And that's also kind of difficult to predict then what the future will be. Like, is AI going to be adopted fully and wholly? Is it not? Are we going to, you know, rebel against it? Is it going to be somewhere in the middle? Like, so it's also kind of hard to plan for that and to predict and to know. I do know that companies are just spending so much money on it, which also is concerning to me because I think they think it's just going to solve all the problems. It's just, you know, make everything great. And oh my goodness, that is not the case. That is not the case, I don't think. Like, it's, yeah.
Oof. And you're seeing on the other side of that the human cost when people are making decisions based on AI can do this quicker.
Absolutely. And maybe they can do it quicker, but in a lot of times it's not done well, you know? So then there's no one left to clean up the mess, and who wants to clean it up anyway? You know, when they could have just written it the right way the first time.
And what I'm seeing as well is I can't say it's entirely AI to blame, but I'm seeing that this is beginning to have an impact on the lowest level jobs. I'm not seeing junior roles anymore because $200 a month, heck, even $1,000 a month in credits, is less than it costs for a junior, and you're going to get the same level of code.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, maybe there's a way to use it for good. I mean, it can be helpful if the person using it knows what they're doing, you know, if they know how to use it well, it can be helpful. But I think that's where you get in the murky area of people who don't know what they're doing really, and are trying to still match that level. And I don't know.
I completely agree with that. I think it's my personal thoughts. So it's a tool, but you need to know what you're doing. You have to have that foundation. If you're using it to build a website, you need to have the understanding of web development already, because there are things, I mean, even today, that it gets the code wrong, or it doesn't understand, or it does something that just doesn't make sense. But someone's got to read it. There's got to be human interaction. You can't you can't just do me and Chris were going to do an experiment. We never have actually set this up. We were going to do something where we just got a website built by AI and then get people to suggest new features through GitHub issues and get a bot to then write those issues and then come back to it in 6 months' time and see review the code and just see if the code's any good. It was something we were chatting to with I never remember his surname, Ash from Laravel, who wrote Laravel Boost. We interviewed him a few months back, and it was something we were chatting about. But it's certainly something we do talk about a lot. You've got to have the fundamental knowledge. You can't, and as you say, you've got to learn how to use it properly. I'm still learning how to use AI properly to assist me in certain things. Again, there are people within our team that just know how to use AI incredibly well, which we're picking their brains on, and sort of how can we utilize this tool to help us. But it's absolutely evident that you've got to have that human interaction. You can't do it without some sort of human eyes going over the code.
And then there's also, you know, the whole copyright and intellectual property and the theft of code, and like, did the agent or the LLM have the permission to use this code? Like, where did they scrape it from? Not to derail the conversation, but I'm a nature photographer also on the side, and in that community, the AI, you know, creating the images, I mean, it's equally as controversial in that community as well, because, you know, these they learned from images that people created and you know, own, and they didn't get permission, a lot of them.
Yeah. We lost you for a minute.
Oh, no.
There you go. You're back.
You're back.
maybe someone's watching and they're like, shut her down.
Either that or you're using Eric's internet.
Yeah, it could be Eric's internet.
So anyway, it is a controversial and interesting topic. And yeah.
So yeah. We've had a listener viewer on YouTube. He's said, first, congratulations to you. And then he said, I have a couple of dreams regarding PHP awesome. Rather than questions.
Love it.
So the first one, a new modern PHP website with refreshed AI-friendly documentation to boost hype and reclaim some coolness from frameworks. I mean, I can see that working. It's certainly an area that making the documentation for PHP friendly to AI is only going to result in better PHP code from AI in the first place.
I feel like I want to write this down. Is that okay? Is that weird?
Go for it, of course.
Write that down? I'm sure that the comments are also available, but I'm a writer downer of things, because I will forget, and I want to make sure that I acknowledge what you're saying. So I think that'd be great. Yeah. I have been hearing from folks too that, you know, while the manual is awesome, there's a gap for new folks that, you know, don't like it kind of is a better reference than like a tutorial.
Yes.
You know, so there's a little bit of a gap there, and I don't know what to do about that. But that is on my mind.
If only you could speak to people who make content on YouTube and ask them to make tutorials, Steve.
Right.
I'd have to say I would completely agree with that statement, though. So when I first got into PHP, I found the documentation really difficult to follow, because I'm still learning the fundamentals, and there are some preconceptions that you understand a lot of fundamentals about computer programming when you're reading that manual. It's a lot better for me now, because I've grown and I've learned those fundamentals. But when I first started, I found that difficult. Also, I wasn't sure whether it was because I didn't understand the concepts it was trying to tell me, or didn't understand the unsaid stuff that's in there, or a bit of a mixture of, for me, because I'm dyslexic as well. So I was like, it was quite a big jump for me to try and understand. Mm-hmm. And I did stop using the docs for the first couple of years when I got into it. And I started using YouTube videos and things like that to try and learn and work out what these docs are actually telling me. Mm-hmm. And then my experience grew, I'm studying a computer science degree part-time at the moment as well. So I was going through that, I then started to understand the documentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there is a bit, there's something there where, now obviously we're not expecting the foundation to teach people computer science, the fundamentals of a for loop and so on.
Yeah. But, you know, what can we do as a foundation to support that, or, you know, help fill that gap? Because that's a real thing that affects the ecosystem, is if we don't have new folks learning how to use the language, then what are we doing? What's the point? You know, we need those users coming in. We need them to be able to use the language easily. If they come here and they struggle, they're going to leave. Frankly, they're going to leave.
Exactly.
It was
only because so a lot of people know my story of how I got into PHP. And the job I was in at the time, I had to learn PHP. I had no choice. I was working in a secondary school or high school for our American friends, and I was working in the IT support department at the time. And they said, "Here's our intranet that we want to implement. It's from another, we've gone into a partnership with another high school, and we were taking on the intranet that someone over in that other high school had written and made in PHP, but he didn't have the time to now adapt it and install it into our school mm-hmm. because he was now in charge of the whole of the IT stuff for the whole of the group of schools. So he goes, I understand you're interested a little bit into coding. Here you go. So I had to learn it. So I had to persevere. But you're absolutely right. Anyone that's coming to PHP fresh, someone's seen PHP is brilliant for websites and they look up the docs, they're quite easily going to walk
it's
away.
It's intimidating, yeah.
And unfortunately, things like JavaScript, there is a lot more content on YouTube and Twitch and all those places on how to do stuff in JavaScript or mm-hmm. other languages. JavaScript is the first one that came to my mind because I think that's why when I tried to search for information, but then it was all JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether this is something that the foundation might be able to do, but support content creators to make content, basic content, to teach people how to write computer programs in PHP. So if someone looks up how to start writing mm-hmm. computer language and a video comes up, basics of computer science, and it's taught in PHP, I think that's what as a community we are missing, the fundamentals taught using PHP. You go to so I'm doing computer science. I've touched on a little bit of PHP in my degree, but it's mainly Java. Mm-hmm. JavaScript and other frameworks around JavaScript at the moment, having to look at React Native and things like that. That's what I'm working on at the moment. But if we get some content creators teaching the basics in PHP, I think that could help. And I know that things like Eric and John have tried their local universities to try and say, why aren't you mm-hmm. using PHP to teach it? So I learned object-oriented programming in PHP already, but in the degree that I'm doing, I've had to do that in Java.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas why aren't educational content not teaching it in PHP? I think that's quite a big thing, and that will make a big...
There are content creators out there. There's one of them in the comments at the moment, Justine King. And the content almost gets lost behind the more optimized JavaScript results.
Mm.
And it's almost a case of, do we just need more of it?
I mean, maybe. And I think there's nobody really also kind of, at least to my knowledge, and if you're out there, holler at me. But, you know, vetting those resources that are out there too, because there's still a lot of like the older examples of things out there floating still. And so just, you know, trying to navigate like what is real, what is helpful, what is current. I don't know. You know, so that also.
There is phpc.tv, which is a more recent addition, where content around PHP is drawn into that website as one central place. But then it's more discovering it through being in the right community at the right time. Mm. So you've got things like Laracast, SymphonyCast, where content is being created, but then they're framework specific.
Mm-hmm.
They're brilliant quality videos, and anybody wanting to learn Laravel Symfony, that's the first place I'll point them, is those two streaming sites.
Yeah.
And Laracast has got a really good introduction to PHP course, which is, I believe, is still one of their free courses. But again, are people going to find that course when they Google how to get into computer science, how to write a computer program, how to write a website? I remember when I had to do the first website I did, and all of the videos that came up. Now, it's related to PHP, but I did not know this at the time, but it was WordPress. It's all about doing WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's when I was Googling to make a website. I needed to make a website. I had no idea how to do it, and I Googled websites. So I was actually working with WordPress before I got into PHP.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out WordPress was PHP afterwards.
Yeah.
But again, if that's the first things that come up, we're not still not okay. It's PHP, but people aren't learning how to do these things in PHP. Because WordPress is great for someone that doesn't want to write any code to be able to drag and drop, pull in things. It is very useful. I'm not going to diss WordPress, although I would not use it now, but that's because I can write it myself. I can write websites myself. But I think, getting the support for some content out there to try and flood the internet with how to write basic for loops and how they work, but use PHP as the tool to teach.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I think that's what we're missing. And Chris have talked about a few things in over the past 6 months or so. The ideas are floating around, but we're both so busy that we haven't got time to actually put anything too much into action. But this is kind of where
these. So we haven't got time to do it on our own.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So yeah, and I don't know what that looks like, you know, from the foundation standpoint. What are our resources to help? But I want to do something. I really do. I want to do something. So, you know.
So did you get that comment as well from Turtley?
The official global PHP user group network?
Yeah.
I also love that. I have, you know, user groups were so huge, and then COVID hit, and it kind of just changed the landscape. I think we were talking about, were we talking about this before? Did I just dream that?
Yeah, we sort of mentioned it just before
we were talking about I got you. The conference scene and the user group scene is looks a little different, but I think that user groups are starting to come back around, and some never left, you know, some have just kind of persevered and made it through the muck and the mire. But I would love to see that just come back around. You know, I think that the magic of, I'm going to get cheesy. Sorry, everyone. I'm super cheesy, but you know, the magic for me of PHP was that community and how friendly everybody was and how fun it was. It was so fun to come to PHP events and to hang out with people and to build things together and to collaborate. And it was just a really fun community and that was full of love and joy. And I would really love to see that come back in PHP. I mean, not that it never, some places I'm sure it never left, but it feels like, you know, we've kind of just split off into little factions here and there. There's, you know, people are going in different channels, which is fine. It's fine. The community grows and that's what happens to a community. But I would love to just kind of rekindle that like magic of a local group maybe, or like, you know, even a little bit bigger. But that's the thing that made me stick around. And when you're building a community, like people can do anything with their time. They can go anywhere they want. But if you have a community where people feel good and they want to be there and they're having a good time, like that is huge. And I think that could be, if you're going to consider PHP as in competition, I guess, with other open source languages, like how great would that be? Is if we are the language that, you know, we love everybody. We want you to come hang out with us. We want you to come learn with us. We want you to build with us. Like that is the energy I want in PHP, quite frankly. And that is, again, a personal goal for me, not necessarily the foundation's official stance, but I love that. I love that piece of open source, that excitement and that energy.
I've not experienced any local, like the local user groups. There isn't anything around here. And I know before someone says it in the chat, if there isn't a local user group around you, then you're the organizer. I literally don't have the time at the moment to do that. Right. And I don't think my family,
you know, the resources, if you don't have any, you know, you're chipping in for pizza, you're buying the stuff yourself, you're reserving a spot yourself. Like it's rough. It's hard for sure.
But my first real experience of the PHP community, and yes, okay, you can call me biased, was PHP Tech. I'd only been working for a PHP architect for a matter of months, and they flew me out to work on the conference, and that was an experience that I'm gonna take to my grave. It was an amazing experience. Everyone was just so welcoming, so enthusiastic, just wanted to chat to everyone. I personally actually have a lot of social anxieties, So everything was, all my radars were going off nuts, but people helped me through that.
I love it.
And I've not actually experienced it anywhere else. I have been to other conferences, which I have enjoyed, just in case any of the organizers of the conferences I have gone to that are listening. I have enjoyed the conferences, but I think because tech is over 3 days, we're all in one hotel. We have use of the main room in the evenings. So people finish the talks, they go off and do what they need to do, they have dinner, and then and a lot of them will come back to that room, and there are board games going on, there's karaoke, there's chess being played. I'm quite often found at the chessboard. But Battle Snake evening, a lot of drinking. and that's when I went, this feels nice. This feels like a work home for me. And I'd love to see that elsewhere. I've not really had that family feel kind of feel from anything else that I've been to. But yeah, we'd love to see that elsewhere. John, you can send my bonus in the bonus tomorrow. It's all right.
So Steve makes an interesting point in the comments that he was talking about how just before COVID people were going to meetups, and then after COVID it went to online, and people have turned into hermits. And I don't think it is all people, but the opportunity to have meetups online as well as in person, that gives you the opportunity of reaching other people. The other thing he also said, sorry Mike, but I agree with him, if you can't find it, make it.
I do agree, but I don't have the time. And I'd like surprised. To let me finish my degree first, please. then maybe get that out of the way. I'm almost there. Honestly, it's something that is on my mind, and I've talked to Eric about it in the past, that this possibly will do something around my area, but I need to get a few things out of my way, out of the way in my life first. My studies are a priority at the moment. So yes, I do agree with you, Steve.
The foundation could help with that in and of, like, I don't know if there. So one idea I have is like a micro grant program where, you know, okay, here's a couple hundred bucks, go start something. Or I don't know if we can do that, but you know, even if it's like just guides, like, because I think people might want to, but they don't know how. Like, that's just not you just aren't born with that knowledge of like, how do I start a user group? So like, even things like that, like helping connect folks who want to do that to resources that help them, you know, just kind of facilitating that whole process. Like, I would love to see the foundation do that too.
Yeah.
You know,
connecting people to people.
Yeah, exactly. I want
to start up a user group. Dave Litterman got Litterman's run 50 of them. There's something to connect with.
Right. Yeah.
Who we're hoping to get on the show soon. So we might well be, we'll be talking about that.
So Steve has said that PHP Tech is on the top of his list to talk at once the kids are a bit bigger. He does follow it up by saying, so long as I haven't killed it by then.
I hope not. Hey, I had a question for folks who have been to tech recently. I'm asking about Shoeless Joe's. And if you don't know what Shoeless Joe's is, there's the Sheraton, and then there's like Catty Corner. From that is like an old kind of divey bar that a lot of folks would go to at tech. Oh, it's gone for real? Oh, I'm so sad.
We told you it would be Joe that would answer you. That is Joe. We told you it would be Joe.
Double note.
So
that was the best place.
We also have a volunteer to help with this.
Oh.
Maybe the PHP Foundation could have a meetup startup guide kit. And Steve has just volunteered himself to help. I can put you in touch with Steve.
That would be excellent.
And Steve, we'd love to see you at tech.
Yeah. And, you know, part of it too is like, I want the foundation to be a place where people can contribute, you know, just like this. Like, that would be amazing. That would be awesome. Thank you, Steve. You're awesome.
Yeah. So Steve is a content creator, freelancer, writer, basically everything. And he's been around PHP for quite a while now, and some of the stuff that I know about APIs, I learned it all from Steve.
Amazing. Awesome. I love that. I think that's also the great thing. Another great thing about open source, I'm such a fan, but you can just share your knowledge with people. You know, you don't have to keep it to yourself. You can actually help somebody by sharing things that you know. And it makes me sad when people tell me they're afraid to put things on the internet because of the backlash they'll get, the criticism they'll get. You know, it has to be absolutely perfect. And that makes me sad, because that's not the spirit of that I think should be in open source. It should be, you know, here I am putting my stuff out there. You can help me make it better, but like, just be nice, like be kind to each other, be compassionate.
And
all those things. Have love for another. That's what I say. So.
And this is where a lot of the groups come from. So things like Laravels comes from the idea of wanting a place to belong.
That's right. That's what humans want, you know?
Yeah. And Mike, you just had a comment up. Was Gregor?
Yes, I've just clicked it off by mistake.
And now you can't find it.
There it is. I've got it. So I was trying to scroll and I've clicked the button that takes it off the screen. I was trying to scroll to see if we've missed any other questions, because we've been going.
That was a very kind thing to say. Thank you. That's very kind.
And I think it's absolutely brilliant that the community is fully behind this choice. And it could theoretically have gone either way, but you've got the backing of the community, and the community want to work with you now to make it work.
I love that. I mean, we're all in it together again. So like, if PHP does well, we all do well. And why not have fun while we're doing it? Why not, you know, enjoy being in this space? Because we literally could be doing anything else with our time. And so why not make it? This is purely selfish on my part, but I don't like being in communities that I don't enjoy. So I love PHP and I want to keep it a place that I like to be, just selfishly. Like, so if I'm a community manager somewhere, or if I'm in a community lead or whatever that looks like, I will do my best to make it an awesome place to be, because I don't want to be in a gross, disgusting place. So I want to be in a good, awesome, healthy, open source project where people care about each other. And, you know, we're not to sound all woo woo, whatever, but, you know, sharing the love and like making that the heart and soul of PHP, like, heck yeah, let's do that. Let's make that happen if it's not happening already, which I suspect it is, but yeah.
So we have Turtley pointing out that turning into hermits is a society problem and not just user groups. I mean, I totally agree.
Yeah, super fair. Definitely. Yeah.
I think COVID had a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's hit some people quite hard.
Yeah.
And anxieties have been heightened through that. I've certainly seen that in people in my mm-hmm. personal life. I mean, I've always had my social anxieties. It's not got worse because of COVID, although I got quite comfortable not having to go out that much. And I am someone that could actually just sit in the house all day and it doesn't bother me. Whereas I know people that can't. They need to go out. They need the change of scene during the day.
Yeah.
Obviously, I work for PHP Architects and we're all remote. So I work from home. I don't go to an office. And that suits me, but I do see the value and enjoy meeting other people. And I do need the help. I do need the kit. Me and Chris went to PHP UK. I kind of had to have him push me a little bit and sort of get talking to people and get me into the conversation, because I struggle to start those. But if you've got a wingman like Chris, who's got a lot of personality and talks to anyone, it helps a lot, because you're kind of forced into those situations. But it's a good thing. It is a good thing. We have had a question in from Steve.
We have.
Will there be a PHP Foundation elephant? Because I think that would be amazing. I cannot comment on that. just stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say. I cannot comment on that yet.
Okay, so when that happens, can you let me know what the link is?
Do we get first dibs?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
So Steve also points out as well that if you want to see what Imperfect looks like, look at any of his talks. But as much as he's joking about that, the fact that he includes mistakes in the live streams and goes and corrects it is what makes it real.
100%.
Steve is someone I found very early on. I did watch his streams, and we've had him on the show, and I've told him this on the show, so it's not, hopefully it won't be a shock to him, but he made me stick at it because he made me realise that it doesn't matter. If he makes a mistake, he's got to Google it and try and work out what the answer is. It made me feel better. Imposter syndrome's a big thing, and
it's huge. I suffer right?
on a daily basis. But then you watch people like Steve, and the way he does his streams feels so inclusive and gives people the confidence to do it. So yeah, Steve is a brilliant content creator.
I love that. And part of the process is making mistakes and figuring out how to solve them. So if you're doing that live, you're also showing people how do you fix a mistake? Okay, here we go. This is what we do when we make mistakes. And because it happened, right?
It was quite interesting. When I had my interview to work at the school, I didn't go in as IT. I went in as a theatre technician, supporting the drama. That's kind of my background. That's where I've come from, is more theatre sort of stuff. And I remember them asking me how, because I'd be supporting the drama department, part of the interview was I was given a question, I had to write down my answer, which obviously scared me the hell out of me, being dyslexic, I don't like writing. I remember it was how to take a footage from a DVI camera and put it onto a CD to be sent to the examiners for the drama exams. And my first sentence in there was, Google how to do this, because I had no idea. So I thought, sorry, I'm going to be honest and say, I'm going to Google how to convert a essentially what is like a tape deck into a digital format that I could then burn to a CD.
Super and valid, though, right?
Yeah, I got the job. I got the job.
So, yeah. I love it.
So I relearned a lot of the skills I had through a company called School of Code in the UK. Basically, I was out of the industry for a short time due to ill health, and then everything around React and Vue and everything else happened in that intervening time, so the web looked nothing like I remembered it. And I relearned that, and then they asked me to apply for a role with them as one of their tutors. So part of this was to go through an interview. And in the interview, he said, I want you to do this really simple coding task. Now, I'd up to that point done everything in PHP. And one of the things I wanted to do was fake a slow request. Now, in PHP, we have this really useful function called sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that doesn't exist in JavaScript. And through this interview, I'm like, why is this not working? And I was refusing to Google it. You know, in the back of my mind, I was going, I can't Google this. And anyway, the guy that was interviewing said, you really want to Google this, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, that's what I do every day.
Surprise. Surprise, no one knows what they're doing. I mean, that's what I tell, you know, everyone who's coming into, nobody knows what they're doing. It's just some people hide it better than others. You know, that whole fake it till you make it, but... Yeah.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I'll let you know when I make it.
That's right.
It's been working for 25 years so far. So
yeah, seems like a good strategy. I don't know.
It went from there to where I was teaching on this course, and the students were watching me teaching these lessons. Well, how do you remember exactly what to write, and how do you remember this and that and the other? I let them into a little secret. I shared my screen and I said, if you see my screen, I'm sharing this window where I'm typing in. What I'm not showing you is this window where I've already worked it out in advance and the hours of Googling.
Yeah. I love it. That's the reality.
Talking about School of Code, that did remind me of something that would be an interesting thing for to take back to the foundation of thought that I've had, me and Chris have kind of sort of talked about it in the past, is something like School of Code, but with PHP, yes. Kind of touching on what we've talked about before, teaching people how to code, but using PHP as a tool, but also a mentoring, mentoring system. That's something I tried to find when I was getting into it, but I couldn't find anything. And anyone that was offering mentorships were charging a ridiculous amount of money for it. And for someone that's not, that's another off-putting thing for someone that's trying to get in. So it's kind of another blocker that we need to, as a community, we need to try and get rid of. I think that's what our job is as a community, is try and remove as many blockers as there are out there
1,000%
for people trying to get into PHP.
I agree.
Yeah. Joe says, RIP PHP mentoring. Is this a thing that exists, Joe? Have we just not found it?
Why have you not told me about this before? Oh, no, it's because I've got super colleagues that that now mentor me. So.
So Steve says, you obviously didn't reach out to me. I do it for free. I mean, this is fair. He does. I will quite often say to Steve,
Steve, I apologize. I do remember you being on my list of people that I wanted to contact, but for some reason I didn't. I think I got off put because everyone was telling me that they were charging me, and I just assumed you would as well. So I apologize. If anyone's looking for a mentorship, there's Steve. He's on YouTube, but he's also in our Discord. You can call him out in Discord. He'll do mentoring. There you go.
In which case, Steve, can you teach me how to write good code? Joe says that domain is not serving anymore. I'm not going to find out what it's serving on the podcast.
No, let's not do that live.
That would be amazing. That would be awesome. Just go to random. Yeah, I would love that.
Right, I don't know whether that's safe or not.
Does PHP stand for other things? It probably does. I don't know. I don't know what it stands for.
Probably.
let's not try and do anything live now. Steve, don't take it personally. I'll take you for a drink when you come out to tech. There you go.
Well, he says it's safe for work. I don't know.
I'm sure you are good at it, Steve.
Okay. It is, in fact, safe for work. That is, in fact, just a collection of GitHub repos.
Okay. No. All
right. I have not yet reviewed the code, so I can't guarantee it's good code. But there is code there.
Oh, it might be a dash and an org. Oh, that's broken.
So in which case we need to buy that domain. Where is Chris Tankersley?
He's a fellow Ohioan. I live in Ohio.
He is.
Chris is also in Ohio. Yeah. We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. All the memes are true, by the way. Not all of them. Some of them are. I do have a cornfield across, like in my backyard, and I have a cornfield across the street here too. Mm. Sometimes it's soybeans. They rotate the crops, but yeah. Out there a little bit in the countryside. So, yeah. Very exciting to be in Ohio. Boy, that just killed the conversation. I'm so sorry. Thanks, Ohio.
It's not kind of killed it. We're reading the messages. I did mention I'm dyslexic, so it takes me twice as long to read all the messages as everyone else.
And
I can't do two things at once.
Yes, he's asking where Tankersley is.
I didn't know he was at Vonage. Oh, that's cool.
Yes, he is.
He's in our Discord as well somewhere. He lurks in the background. No. We have lots of amazing people in our Discord. So people that are watching on YouTube, if you're not in our Discord, come and join us in our Discord. We have loads of people. We have PHP core contributors. We have package maintainers in there that are packages that you probably use in every single app you've ever built. Then there's us
Ben Ramsey is in there. You exactly. Literally have one that is in every framework.
Yeah. So there's a host of people in there, and we talk about PHP, we talk about random stuff sometimes, but do come and join us. There's always conversations going on. He left and went back to Vonage a few years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
After a few years. Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, come and join us in our Discord. There's loads of amazing, yes, amazing people in there.
I think we need to get Elizabeth in there.
I am in there.
Yeah.
I just joined in. Yeah. I just popped in right before this. Just because I was like, oh, I should be in here. So I am in there. So yeah, please, brilliant. Yes, if you have messages, if you have ideas or concerns or something you want to share, you can hit me up there for sure.
What's your username in there?
Great question. I have no idea. Probably just like Elizabeth Barron something. I don't know. This is an unpopular opinion. I'm not a super fan of Discord. Sorry, everyone who uses it. There we go. Thank you. 615. Yeah, it's a random number.
That's Chris finding it for you.
Thank you. It does tag as Elizabeth Barron, but when it reprojects it elsewhere, it uses the full number.
Yeah. The full name, yeah.
So,
John, this is a family show.
John,
we've tried to keep it. tried to keep this one family friendly. Did you, John?
I was so good, John. I did not say anything. And
there is a story behind that. There is a story, and when we had Steve on, we did talk about the story.
So it stems from the old podcast of PHP Ugly.
Okay.
And at the time, John and Eric were there, and Steve really didn't like Laravel. And yes, it ended up being his nickname became fucking Steve. And there's Steve confirming there is a story behind the name.
Not just a random comment. Okay. I'm glad. That makes me feel a little bit better.
I mean, I still want to get his articles in the magazine under that name, just to see if anybody notices.
That would be great.
I mean, when
I worked at SourceForge, which was a long time ago for anybody who remembers SourceForge, I did community management there, and I was responsible for sending out our newsletter. Nobody read that thing. Nobody did. So I used to do things like that, just like pepper it with like random stuff and to see if anybody would say anything. Surprise, nobody ever did because nobody ever read those things. Anyway, so yeah, I think you should. But actually, people probably would notice if you did. But it would be an interesting experiment, social experiment. Like if you see this, you get a discount if you read this thing right here.
Yes.
Like just put it in the middle.
I'm sure Eric and John did used to put like little Easter eggs into the magazine.
Yeah. I love an Easter egg.
John's typing.
That's it. We've lost our jobs now.
Again.
He's cutting us off. Oh, it's that it. That it. Right.
Seeing as we intended to finish at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Is anyone that's watching got any other questions?
Apparently our invite has expired. John, if you're still listening, would you mind checking that for us?
Interesting.
I think I took the last one.
Let's just throw up the... Where is it? Marking on, not see it. Right. You should be able to just go to that URL and join.
Yeah, should be able to just go to discord.phparch.com. And if that didn't work, let us know and we can probably fix it.
Yeah. And then Eric has just chimed in just to say that, yeah, they used to do an edited by and then something random.
I love that so much. I love that. I love everything about that. That is amazing. That's the kind of world I want to live in, where it's just random, hilarious things that come up unexpectedly. I love it.
John's also put the link in the chat, which should show up in YouTube chat as well.
Yep.
For you to just click on and join us over there.
And Steve's proving he's also in Discord.
Yes. So he's on YouTube and Discord.
He's everywhere.
It's fun when he has conversations with himself, which happens a lot more than he cares to admit.
Me too. It's okay. I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
So has anyone got any more questions? Anyone that's watching, any more questions before we wrap up for today? Tumbleweed.
There's a bit of we have to wait for the delay.
So we'll just chat for a few more minutes and see if anything comes through. But I'd have to say your enthusiasm is infectious.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad it's not annoying, because that, you know, that would be bad.
Erin wants to know if you have a real job. No.
Real? Hey.
You've hurt her feelings now, Eric.
Running a foundation and maybe coding. Why would I code?
that's hard.
And Steve just said, no question, just happy to see Elizabeth.
Thank you, Steve. So, I'm very, very happy to be here. So excited.
Yeah. You certainly have, as Chris has said before, you certainly got the backing of the community. So let's all pull together as a one big team and try and open up the eyes of the world to PHP and try and
I'm here for it. You know, I am here for it 100%. So we're going to do our best anyway, right? We'll just do our best. And as long as we're having fun in the meantime, then okay. It's great. It's great all the way around, right?
Eric says it's great to see you.
Great to see you too. Great to see you too. And I am hoping to be at Tech. I think it's like a 90% because it's like an hour flight from where I live. It's super easy. So
that would be lovely. Plan.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He says you do know it's a conference for PHP.
It is. I know. That's what I heard. So that would be exciting.
Sarah's made it. Sarah, we're wrapping up now. We're going. We're done.
Oh, it's Sarah.
Sarah's just made it.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah and I need to catch up. We haven't had a chance to catch up yet. So that is on my list. I'm going to probably harass you until you catch up with me, because I miss you and I want to chat. So we have a lot to catch up on.
Okay. So I'm reading messages as well. And
excellent.
It looks like Chris is typing. That's why we both shut up.
Sorry.
A second there. We don't normally shut up at the same time. We normally, one of us still carries on.
That's okay. Yeah. Usually I'm the one yapping in to fill the hole. So talking about writing.
We'll try and get that sorted to get you into Discord. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, we'll get him in. But yeah, hopefully I'll be at Tech. If people are there, please, you know, say hi, high five me, hug, whatever. I'm a hugger too. I'm happy to hug. But I would really love to chat with you. So Sarah Goldman is a meanie and I don't miss her. No way.
No, it's all right. Sarah's quite mean to Eric, which we all quite like and enjoy.
And also, anybody can grab a slot on my calendar. Send me an email, Elizabeth@thephp.foundation. Yeah. Happy to chat with whoever has stuff to say. I want to hear it.
Cool. Well, we will we'll start wrapping up now, I think.
Yeah. This is now we
could sit here for ages. So we're obviously going to put you on the list of people to bring back in, maybe in a few months' time, and see how things are going and see
that would be great.
Secrets we can squeeze out of you that you're not supposed to announce yet.
So
that would be awesome.
The point I will send the next invite is just after I receive the elephant invite.
Okay. That might be a while, but I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe it won't be a while. You never know. I know.
I So now we have to explain the potato.
Right.
Right. I should have worn that shirt.
I had this whole idea of introducing you as the potato and just bring up a picture of a potato. But I didn't have time to actually put everything to, and also forgot to tell Chris that that's what I wanted to do.
So funny.
So I'm taking it sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Chris, you're going to have to say his username. Is it Tendrilli? PHP UK, let's say. So Sarah did a talk at PHP UK talking about the foundation and so desperately wanted to announce that you were joining the team and couldn't, for whatever reasons there were that was going on, and just announced that you were a potato. That's where the potato comes from, everyone.
Sarah,
people that didn't know.
Potato facts or something in there, right?
Yes.
Other things about potatoes.
There was an actual slide introducing the potato as the head of the foundation.
I did see that. I did see it. And I told her that, I have that that t-shirt, that boil and mash and stick them in a stew t-shirt. And so we were kind of laughing like we should have coordinated that. I should have taken over that account. That was kind of what we were laughing about. I was like, you should take over the account. And that still might happen. We won't say it won't happen, but that would be really funny. Yeah.
All right. So we're not going away yet because Eric's just...
So we've had two good ideas. Firstly, why doesn't the PHP Foundation have an official podcast that they can host on our PHP Architect YouTube channel? Get that done. That's your job, Eric says.
Interesting.
I like that idea.
I like that idea, yes.
Steve says Foundation office hours would be cool. I really like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea too a lot. I'm glad people know what those are, because I have been in other places they weren't quite sure what that is and like what that means. So I'm glad people know. Yeah. Seem to know what that is. So, good.
Yeah, Laravel have recently introduced it as well, so it's come back into the view of the community.
Had a few of those at PHP UK this year as well.
Excellent.
A couple of people did some.
And Sarah pointing out she was in fact kidnapped
to keep it hidden.
I didn't have anything to do with that, Sarah, I promise. Maybe.
Right, okay, so this is my third attempt to try and wrap up.
Again, I'll just keep yapping all dang day.
Fair time. No, I mean, it's been great. As I say, your enthusiasm is incredible and infectious. And I hope that we do... start a revolution and just start the word of PHP out there a lot more.
I'm still here for it.
We've talked about quite a few of the ideas that I've had and me and Chris have talked about in the past to try and bring new people in, catch the people from university or the people that are just wanting a career change and want to do boot camps. Can we get somehow, I don't know how it looks, I don't know what it looks like yet, but like a boot camp that concentrates on PHP would. I think that's what's lacking, because you've got all the boot camps generally do JavaScript, and that's why there's so many people out there that are really good at JavaScript. I'm not a massive fan of JavaScript. I don't get it as well as I do with PHP. PHP is one of those languages that I got quite quickly. Something clicked in my brain that went, okay, I can do this. So it'd be great to work with you guys in the foundation to try and get some of these things out there. And the mentoring is a big one. And I know Steve said that he will mentor people if you get in contact with him.
Yeah. Steve doesn't know he just signed up to be like the person who just runs that whole program. He doesn't know that he just signed up to do that.
Well, he probably
he would already love knows,
but he's also got his volunteer.
He would love that.
Ooh, yes, I like that idea. So Steve has just said I could talk certificates.dev team and see if we could run a PHP thing as well as the Laravel certs. I like that idea.
That's not happening anymore, is it? The certification stuff, is it?
Unofficially. So there is Laravel cert. We interviewed the person, the founder, a few months ago. Steve and Chris are both on, I can't remember what See, Steve, are you a part of the examining and you are an advisor, Chris, or something like that? I can't remember where you fit in the teams now. But
is that specific to Laravel, though? It's not across PHP, right? Or is that...
No, it's just a Laravel.
Okay.
Oh.
Laravel certification is specifically Laravel.
Yes. Okay.
But certificates.dev is multi-language.
Okay. Okay.
So there's JavaScript, there's React, there's Vue. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few on there.
But PHP is not?
Laravel now is, but PHP isn't.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
I can tell you how long we're overrunning at this point. My other half got that bored that she brought me coffee.
And Steve's just said he's got lots of other ideas, but he's going to put them in Discord else we're going to overrun forever.
I'm an old lady. I don't have much time left, Steve. Come on.
Right. The fourth time trying. So, right, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for watching and taking part. I think this is one of, been a brilliant episode. It's been lovely to meet you, Elizabeth, and thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. 100%.
And, yeah, it's been nice to hook up with you and with some of these ideas as well and see how us as PitchPick Architect can support as well.
Yeah.
If you are not in our Discord, please come and join us in our Discord. I understand that there might be some issues getting in, but we'll try and get that sorted. Sorry, I've just been distracted by another message that's come through, but not, it's a private one just to me and Chris somewhere else. I don't want what that is. Chris, you can go and read that quickly. I'll try and... Oh, do you know what? I haven't even got my script open, so I can't even remember what all the things I need to, boxes I need to tick. Chris, you put those links up on the screen, and I'll just follow you because you remember what I got.
So we've got a Discord. We also have a magazine discount.
Yes, the magazine discount. Get your first three episodes of a annual digital subscription. A live three. You can tell it's gone past my bedtime now.
Yeah. We also have a conference.
We have a conference, PHP Tech in May. Love to see as many people there as possible. It's, as I've said earlier in the show, it is such a great atmosphere, absolutely brilliant atmosphere. And for the first time ever, we're running JS Tech alongside that in the same venue, just in the rooms next door. So yes, we are mixing JavaScript developers and PHP developers together. So that's going to be fun.
And we also have a store. I cannot confirm or deny whether there is already everyone needs a Joe t-shirts.
There must be. There were, by the end of the week, I bet you there was one there.
if there isn't, there should be.
Just going back on the conference very quickly, because you moved on so quick. If you buy a ticket for JS Tech, but fancy joining us in one of the PHP talks, you can. You're not restricted to just going to the JavaScript track. And vice versa, if you fancy trying to work out what JavaScript is and you've bought a PHP tech ticket, you can jump into one of their talks as well. So once again, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Oh, I can't even say your name now.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
It's time to go to bed. It's getting late here now.
Yeah. It's no, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for everyone watching. And we will see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.